Charities Join Forces to Build Smart Home for Disabled Veteran. By Amy Furr on June 9, 2020. Two charity groups have come together in Etna, Ohio, to give a disabled United States Marine Corps veteran and his family a place to call home. In 2001, Melroy Court was a student at Reynoldsburg High School, and he watched as the terrible events of September 11 unfolded on a television screen in his classroom. Because of what he witnessed, the young man was inspired to serve his country and joined the military at 19 years old. He later deployed to Iraq in August 2005. However, his life changed dramatically when he lost both legs due to a night blast in December of that same year, according to Fox 28. Then in 2018, an electrical fire severely damaged his family's home and destroyed their belongings, forcing Court, his wife Samantha, and their 10 children to live in a hotel for over a year. But when the Stephen Siller Tunnel to Towers Foundation heard about their need, the 9/11 charity decided to step in and help. These homes enable our most severely injured heroes to live better, more independent lives, the foundation's website reads. The organization also teamed up with A Soldier's Journey Home, another 9/11 charity comprised of current and retired firefighters and retired veterans, to build them a mortgage-free smart home over a period of 12 days. At A Soldier's Journey Home, we strive to make a disabled soldier's dreams become reality. We are a group of volunteers who ignite a community to build a home specially adapted for a soldier with disabilities, the organization's website reads. Monday, Court was in disbelief at how much people he did not know cared about him and his family. "We're like the main focus for people that I've never met, never had a conversation with," the veteran said, adding, "that cannot be overlooked." The smart home was designed to meet all of Court's specific needs and is set to be completed on Saturday. "All these people are taking off their time to do this. It's amazing. It's humbling," Samantha concluded.